Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Hey Zen friends, we're back in the studio and it's a new week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. New month. And new season. Although in Louisville, it's still like boob sweat time. I don't understand, like, the 85 degrees.
Right. We got, like, 2 days of fall weather.
2 days. And it was raining.
So you're like, yes, okay, I'm gonna make some soup tonight. I'm going to bring out all the sweaters from downstairs, yes. Put the shorts away. And then 48 hours later, I'm like, geez, oh, my God. It's so hot. I wore a tank top yesterday and shorts and flip-flops. I'm like, I can't put out fall decorations when it's 90 degrees
outside. Not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's a farce. I don't believe it.
No.
But with all these changes, then not the real weather, comes like a sense of like renewal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And don't you want to kind of like reflect back on, you know, where the summer led or even the spring?
Where did it go?
Where did it go? But we also think about like how we're going to transition into it. That's where our next guest is like perfect for this.
Yes.
And I'm so excited to have her in the studio. And ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Wadi.
Yay!
Go for it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
If you follow Nikki on Instagram, then you know that she has had an amazing journey, one filled with every up and every down and everything in between. So I really do think this is like the best appropriate guest that we could have for just self rejuvenation. And where are you going to take this journey? And how are you just going to keep bossing yourself to the next level? Like, I love all of it.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. So she's intricate into Beachbody fitness. And can you kind of describe what that is?
Yeah. So it's really more home-based workouts. I mean, you can take them with you. We have everything digitally streaming. So you can get it on your phone or iPad or, you know, computer, wherever. But I use it on a smart TV at home. There are just several workouts, anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, really focusing on just making your lifestyle, like being able to fit fitness into your lifestyle, where a lot of women like tend to find, they get lost. I can't go to the gym. What can I do? Mm. And then it teaches them how to eat, you know, learning nutrition from ground level and then moving up to supplements that they can work into their life around their workouts.
Is it all levels?
All levels. Beginner, all the way to advanced. There's HIIT training, there's weights, there's yoga, there's prenatal, postnatal. So there's a ton of options. There's like over 6,000 workouts available. That's so amazing. A lot of different choices, yeah.
Is the diet part or the, I don't love that word, is the lifestyle food kind of integrated in the videos, or is that something that you get outside help with as well?
It's something additional. It does come with the program, so you're going to get something to hold, and you can also download the PDFs and all that stuff. But I think the coolest part about what we do and what makes us different is you get a coach with that, which is where I kind of come in and say, okay, you're struggling in what area with your food or your fitness, or like, what do you need to focus on more? And from there, I can show them how to create healthier meals that the whole family will eat, and how to fit in, you know, enough protein, enough veggies, like teaching them those things. A lot of people don't know how much of each food group they need. And then just checking in kind of as their cheerleader and accountability, like support system.
That's great. Now, do you customize things for each person?
Not individually. Sometimes, but that's really where the simplicity of our stuff comes into play. It's there for them. They have lists of food that they can eat. It's like, this is approved, this is not. And then you should be eating this much protein a day and this much. It's a much simpler macro counting almost. It's just so much more simplified than that, because I can't walk around all day and like constantly be focused on, did I hit these numbers? That would play with my mind, I know.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little bit simpler in the sense that it's color-coded for
paint
them.
Paint by number. It's literally
paint really
by
is.
Number.
Okay. And so they can start there and then work their way up to like where I'm at now, where it's just more intuitive eating, and I can teach them on that as well, so that they know in their head what they should be having, like a ballpark, but it's not like
You're not
so
super
rigorous.
Strict. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It seems very welcoming community.
It is. Oh, so it's a huge...
So how did you get started and onto this?
I was postpartum and 6 months postpartum with our first daughter at home, not working out. Or if I did, we joke, my husband and I joke about it all the time. I would go to the gym with him maybe once a month and I would walk on the treadmill and like read a book and walk around the gym a couple times and like call it a day. I just didn't know what workouts were, honestly. I mean, I think I'd be completely different in a gym setting now, which I think is another cool thing that it just teaches you what to do. But a friend reached out and said, hey, there's a bunch of women in a little accountability group. It's all virtual. We're all over the country, but we're all tired and we're all needing to work out and just learn how to eat better. And it was as simple as that. And she said, do you want to do this? It's like 30 minutes a day. You can do it on your own time and just see what happens. And I had something sitting around that was actually a Beachbody program, but I just didn't know that that's what it was. I didn't know it was the same company. And started doing it and slowly learned that 100 calorie packs like weren't the healthiest option because that's what I thought was nutrition. Like, oh, let me eat this 100 calorie pack. And I was just learning so much more and then being able to teach that to my family and to my kids. And it all started this like ripple effect of everyone around me noticing, oh, you look so much better. You feel so much better. You have so much more energy. What are you doing? And it really kind of started and blossomed from there.
So when you first got started, did you try other things before this? Did you feel like you're like, oh, I'll try this, and then it didn't really work out?
Yeah, I never stuck with anything was my thing. I would try all the fad diets. I would try all of the different, I would try YouTube, you know, channels that I could find free workouts, or I'd go to the gym, like I said, and just a hamster, like not knowing what I was doing. And then the results weren't there, and I would say it didn't work. So, I had a really hard time sticking to something long term, or like feeling like it was something I would be able to sustain and maintain over time. So that's where my head was at with that. When I saw that and I was like, this wasn't that hard. I mean, you know, showing up every day is hard in the beginning, but like once you figure that out and you get into the routine and you start to enjoy the community of it, made it so much more easy to stick to that for me.
I can definitely tell that. Yeah. And what did you do prior to Beachbody?
Well, I was a teacher as far as like career goes. So I was a third
grade. That's amazing.
Yeah. Third grade teacher. And I taught for a few years because I had actually gone undergrad in marketing, went back and got my master's of arts in teaching K through five, and started teaching third grade. And I'm an anxious soul, so I'm very open about that on my social media platforms. And I've come to realize there's a lot of people like me out there, and so it's easier for me to open up and talk about it because I feel like I can at least help somebody work through what they may be feeling. And I was just super anxious when I got pregnant and thought about, I don't know, I don't want it to come off the wrong way. I love teaching and I love my children, but like, dropping my child off to someone to go to someone else's children was just like a little, it was hard pill for me to swallow.
Yeah. And I feel like that is a totally normal pill.
Yeah. I think
because
a lot
of
people
struggle.
Because
it's your being. You created that.
Yeah. And I just thought, man, I'm going to drop her off and she'll be with someone else all day. And then I'll be with 28 others, you know? Sure. And so the anxiety and the fears of all of that started to overwhelm me. And my husband and I talked through it while I was pregnant over several conversations, lots of tears. And we just realized that for me and my mindset, it was going to be a better option for us to scale back and take that income hit and so that I could have like more mental clarity in moving forward and staying home. At that time, it was a short-term goal. Like, okay, you can stay home with her until... you know, X amount of time. Yeah. And then you'll substitute teach. And I did. So 6 months, I was substitute teaching for a while before I got into this. And I was actually a customer long before I decided to coach. I said no to this opportunity 3 times. And it took a lot for me to say yes, because it's fear.
Ding, ding, ding. Guys, sure, listening. Yeah, yeah. She said no 3 times. Let's let that sink in a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Why do we do that?
I know.
Like, why, you know, sometimes it has to like ring on the door, like the doorbell has to ring.
Yeah.
It's very poignant for me.
So what was the point where you were like, okay, I've said no, but when was when did your no become a yes?
Okay. Can I be like very?
You can be honest, as honest as you want. You're in the closet. All the happy things happen here. It's great.
Do you want to hold a shoe? Right. No. Hold a shoe while you're honest.
So I was substitute teaching, like I said, and I was doing these programs on my own as a customer, and I'd lost like 7 pounds in 6 or 7 weeks, and was feeling so much better. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that it worked. Like, I knew that the products were working, and I had seen my success and my upline, as we call them, find a ton of success in the business, her and her coach. And so we'd been watching that on social media for a while, and I was substitute teaching, pumping in a small break room.
Oh boy.
So so I show
talk about anxiety.
Yeah. I show up, I get up before the sun's up, I'm pumping, I leave, I go to teach the kids, then I have to take a break, go into this small room, and I'm in a break room using that time to again pump, and just thinking like, where am I going wrong here? Yeah. Like, what can I do so that I can be at home, like, in this moment with my daughter, nursing her, versus this, like, chaos that I'm feeling right now, mm-hmm. and just this uneasy feeling. And that was kind of it. I went back to my husband, and that third time, my coach reached out to me and said, listen, you have results. You are sharing it because you love it naturally. I didn't have a large social media following at all, mm-hmm. but I enjoyed sharing what was working for me. And she said, you're doing all the things. Like, you know, what is it? And so I had a conversation with my husband again. And he said, look, Nikki, they've had success. I know that it's possible, mm-hmm. but you're going to have to, like, go all in. If you really want this to work, you can't just, like, you can't go in halfway. So you really need to go all in. And so I showed up and said, look, to take the fear out of it for me was like, I'll get a discount and see what happens. Right. You know, that was like my thought process.
Yeah. How many other people are nodding right now? Right. Like, there's so many. I can feel them all nodding. They're like, yeah, girl.
I don't really care to have a huge business. I just want to get the discount was kind mm-hmm. of my headspace. And then if I'll help a couple people along the way to feel the way that I'm feeling, mm-hmm. I feel complete and that'll be it. And that's where it started.
That's amazing. And now, how big is your team now?
So there's over 8,000 coaches in our downline now, as we call them downlines. And of my own, I have probably between 100 and 150 of my own coaches who I personally sponsor and mentor. I mean, it's a large team. It can feel mm-hmm. a little bit overwhelming at times, but it didn't start with that. It started with just like a very basic, let me get 5 women in this little support group and let's all work out together and cheer each other on and make friends.
Yeah.
That was where my head was, like, because the community was what I loved the most. The community drew me in. The every day, like, you got this, girl. I'm so tired. I can't get off the couch. Well, me too, but I just pushed play and I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. You know, this recipe didn't work for me. Well, try this one. Just having that, because I was sitting at home with a child who couldn't speak, so I'm sitting there speaking baby
right,
you know, most of my day until my husband gets home. And just there was a disconnect there. Like, I needed the adult interaction, and this gave me that. This
gave you an outlet.
An
outlet. But not only, I just hear through the underlines of this conversation, I'm hearing like, I found confidence.
Oh yeah.
I found confidence. Yes. Like, through everything. So I feel like your inner voice just really, really changed.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh, I do have an inner badass.
Yeah. And that took time. I mean, I was fearful. I was afraid to ask people if they wanted to learn more about the opportunity. I was afraid to invite people, and I didn't want them to think, well, she's only inviting me because she thinks that I need this, you know, right. I need XYZ. And that wasn't really it. It was like, I loved what had happened with me, and mm-hmm. I just wanted them to feel that on some kind of a level. And this business does require us to invest in ourselves with personal development. Mm-hmm. So personal development became a thing. And before, I honestly thought people that did personal development needed help. Like, they're only doing that because they need help.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I am fine. I don't need that. But then I started to do it, and I just realized, like, what a better human I was becoming in all mm-hmm. areas of life. Mom, like, motherhood, as a wife, mm-hmm. as a friend. My confidence, like you said, was changing. My outlook on, you know, the days that weren't so joyful, you know, being able to choose joy, and like just thinking through those mindset shifts that I would have never had this not come into my life.
Do you feel like your confidence level and like your insecurities diminished?
Yes. I mean, they're all, we're women, like we still have them, you know, there's certain things you're like, your confidence in certain things don't feel great. I mean, I still, when I speak, sometimes I think, am I worthy of like getting up and speaking in front of these people? Or like, do I have anything worth sharing that's really going to speak to that person and give them any kind of value? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know how much value my coaching community brought me. And so over time, seeing that has made it so much easier too. Like seeing the women that you mentor find that voice. Like they are afraid to start. They say no like you do. And then they dive in anyway. And all of a sudden that confidence comes out and their teams grow and their income grows and they're hitting those goals that they, you know, felt that maybe they never could before. Mm-hmm. That is so empowering as a leader too, just as, you know, seeing that all come together for them is really cool.
How did you get over the reservation of like a multi-level marketing opportunity? Because I know like a lot of people.
Well, so in the beginning, it was, it's funny because I've been doing this for 5.5 years, which is wild, but like 5.5 years ago, it was not as common. I don't think like you saw network market or you heard the term network marketing, multi-level marketing, and immediately it was pyramid scheme or something like, oh, salesy, you know, it was just all the negative vibes around those words because it was just not something that you saw so often or you saw so many people doing it wrong, like in a way that was just not the way that you would ever want to do it or be approached. And so actually when I signed up, my dad, who I love to death, but we got on the phone the first day that I signed up and he said, oh, Nikki, like network marketing, why did you do that? I mean, that was it. And I thought, geez, that could have.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Right. And I look back now and think that could have been such a moment where I chose to not move forward if I didn't have the community and the support behind me to keep pushing. But I just saw it as so much more than just products. It was such a lifestyle shift for me. My attitude was different. My body felt different. I had so much more confidence. My husband was starting to learn about nutrition. I mean, he's always been into fitness and he's always done professional sports, but like the nutrition side was never there. And so now we have children that we're raising and how do we weave all that in? And I just felt like it was so easy for me to make it a lifestyle versus, well, how do you do that without being salesy? Well, I'm like, because it's my life. Like I work out every day because it's my sanity and I eat well because it makes me feel better. And all of those things are just a part of what I'm doing anyway. So if I can in some way help a woman who was feeling the way I felt get started on a healthier lifestyle journey, whatever it might be, then I want to do that. And so I just kind of started with that mindset of I'll just help who wants to be helped and I'll share how I can share. And if they want to join me, they can join me type of thing.
If they want to unfollow me, they can unfollow me.
Yeah. And that did happen. I mean, there were several people who didn't. And you learn a lot along the way. I look back at posts and I think, wow, my social media platform has changed so much. You know, there are things that I would definitely not do this year that I did 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just from what I've grown to know about social media. But now you see that it is, I mean, I don't know what the statistic is, but like 80% of women making six figures comes from like network marketing and at-home businesses. So for me to hear all of those things through personal development and see like what was possible empowered me to push past all the naysayers. And I thought, watch me. Sit
watch
back
me
and watch me.
Hell yeah, girl. I love it. That's great.
Love those kind of stories.
Yeah.
What is the name of your group, your tribe?
Beatnik Dynasty.
And
it's when I heard this, I was like, this is it.
This is it. Yeah, I know, right?
Like, she's a Zen friend.
Yes!
It's great.
And within within the company, you have a pretty high level group. Like, where are you guys in this company?
There are different levels, and it doesn't really make sense to people outside of the network. But the highest rank level that you can achieve is 15 star diamond. However, you can do that across multiple business centers, like 25 business centers. So there's a ton of income potential there. Although it may cap you in one area, you can continue to build. So we are 15 star diamond, which is the highest rank there. And then we have several, my husband and I actually have 4 business centers total.
Oh, wow.
So we're very strategic in how mm-hmm. we build, and we build very much based on income. So a lot of it, you know, you may not see the rank advancing and all that stuff because we're building for a different reason in other centers. So there's a lot of strategy involved, which I actually love and get mm-hmm. so, and like, I nerd out on that part. Yeah. Like, I just like, okay, let's talk about anybody who wants to like dive into that. We definitely can. But yeah, 15 star diamond.
Yeah.
Short.
Did you think that when you started this, that you were going to go down this deep of where this is now?
No. We set a short-term goal of, hey, Nikki, it'd be cool if you replace the cost of your supplements. I started drinking like a superfood shake, and it, you know, I got the coach price, which was 25% off that. And I thought, let me try to replace that cost, which was under $100 a month. And we did that in the first month. And then I said, let's...
new goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's pay my mortgage. Like, that was the next step. And
wow.
new little, like, short-term goals. And after that, let's replace your teacher salary. So we set, like, it felt more of a long-term goal for that. And we did that in 6 months.
Dang.
And at that point, my husband was like, oh,
okay, girl.
This is... something.
Let's fan that flame.
Let's keep going. Yeah. So that's what we continue to do is you build on those smaller goals, and all of a sudden they snowball into this insane team that you just never fathomed. But it's a really cool domino effect to see other people's lives affected in some way, whether it's just wanting to change their physical appearance, maybe it's their mental outlook, or they want that like multi-six-figure life from home. That's possible too, but that vision was just small for me in the beginning because I didn't really know what was going to come from it for me.
Right. And now you're just bossing all over the place.
And so what we talk about a lot here is, you know, voicing that dream. Like, what is it? That big, scary dream, that one that kind of like gets your heart like palpitating a little bit. That's what I'm hearing. Like, you set out that goal. You put out into the universe.
Yeah.
Like, I can do this. And sometimes when you tell your significant other your dream, it can be just as scary for them to hear it. They're like, oh, girl, I don't know about that.
I know.
But I love how they have you in your corner. And you don't have to have a significant other to voice your dream.
Right. Well, that, you know, I do have a question. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I feel like I can voice some stuff to Shannon, and she's like, okay, girl.
Yeah.
Like,
a friend. I mean, it could be, that's the other thing, this community. Voice it to your other coaches. Like, voice it to your team. Voice it to the people who get it, who are in that community, in that setting, and know what's possible, versus, like, the ones who are on the outside that really don't know what all is involved and like how that can come into play.
Right.
I mean, my husband has always seen what's possible, but I think when we hit that one mile marker, he was like, okay. And it got to the point, honestly, where I needed him, because I had, with my fear and anxieties, almost guilt of like fast success.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, this is overwhelming. I don't know if I'm
too
ready
fast of growth,
for this. Like, this is a little bit more than I expected to see.
You didn't want to fail them too.
No, I didn't.
And, yeah,
I
wanted, like, am I ready?
Yeah. It was just a lot of learning moments I've had, but
cool.
I'm in a good place now.
Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, it's exciting because you do have two adorable girls
that you
get to stay home with, and that's such a great opportunity. But what I love also is that, you stay open then, but they're seeing their mom create this giant successful company. But they've seen you, the highs, they've seen the lows, and they've seen everything in between. And what they have seen is a mom who still loves them day in and day out. Like, your success in your company does not weigh in on the amount that you participate with your children.
Yes.
So, I mean, hats off to you, because that's not easy to do.
Thank you.
A lot of times where you're just like, I want to throw in the towel. This is just too much. Like, it's a lot to juggle, but
I watch you do it too. Like, you're juggling so many things. And I think it's important too, because I felt a lot of guilt in the beginning about that, of like, okay, well, I chose to stay home, and now I'm spending, you know, however much time to build this business. And it took a while to like overcome that mom guilt, because you do see outsiders take small jabs every once in a while. And at the end of the day, you're right. Just the way you said, like, I see so much more confidence in Wesley at age six than, like, I watch her and think I would have never been, my anxiety was already there at that age. Mm-hmm. So to see that not present with mm-hmm. her makes me feel like at least I've done something to make her feel like she can literally do
anything.
Literally thinks she can do anything.
I mean, trust me, my favorite videos you post are the ones where she is like full on, like in performance mode. I mean, this girl.
She is.
My favorites are when she has a sourpuss on. Yeah. Those are my favorites. She's like, oh, not in it today, Mom. And she's like, well,
the drama.
One of these things is not like the other. Yes. Those are my favorite because that's always more one of my career.
Always.
I'm like,
oh,
stop, Mom. I know. Like, stop with the pictures.
I think that's something that needs to be told, though, is it's okay for your kids to see you work.
Yes.
Like, it's okay mm-hmm. for them to see you putting in that work ethic and being consistent and showing up for your business every day. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong. I 100% agree with that. And I always drive it home with my kids, too. I'm like, it's okay if you make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I don't want to do that because I'm afraid I'm not going to, you know, do it the right way. And mm-hmm. I'm like, but no, that's how you learn how to get better. Like, you make all the mistakes that you can.
So many
and
mistakes.
And keep going. Like,
that's
keep
how trying. You build.
Yeah, that's how you build
I
it.
I failed a million times.
Yes.
Keep trying. Yeah. Keep trying.
Just keep going.
Absolutely. And I'm going to challenge everyone out there to, when they get done listening to this podcast, on your phone, I want you to Google the true meaning of guilt. Ooh. Because mom guilt is nothing like the true meaning of guilt. So when we do that, you're not harming anyone and you're not causing anyone hurt. You're honestly, it's you know, imperfections you're putting on yourself.
Yeah.
So
right. And usually it ties into.
Not now while you're driving. No.
Put the phone down.
But usually guilt, like the mom guilt, comes from someone else's expectation mm-hmm. that you have attached something mm-hmm. to.
Absolutely. And your insecurities are projected.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Because if it was truly guilt and you were truly harming someone, you would not do it.
Yeah,
you are not harming your daughters by being a badass. You're really teaching them. So, and this is something that was like really hard for me to learn too. So I still have that quote unquote mom guilt, but I'm like, well, is it? Because I still walk out the door.
Right.
I know. Yeah. They're alive.
You know?
They're thriving.
They're happy.
They're thriving. They're happy. They're better than me at that age, like you just said. So I know. It's one of those very hard things we always battle.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that
social media comparison game.
Oh yeah,
it's a trap.
Yeah. Well, okay. Oh, that's
good.
That's
segue.
A good segue. You have been very open about the highs and lows of social media, mm-hmm. and I mean, I always think you take it like a champ because there are times where I'm like, "Oh no, they did, girl. You better no step off, my girl. No."
Yes.
But you have done a great job, and again, we only see what we see in the square. So, what it's like on the other side, I don't know. I'm sure it takes a lot of tears and a lot of like reality checks of like, why do people feel the need to say this? Like, what? Why?
Crazy.
But how do you combat and handle the pressures of the negative and the positive? Because I feel like sometimes the positive, I'm like, if I hear one more sunshine blowing up right now about this, I'm like,
I'm not gonna. My head won't fit through the door. I know. Like, I'm gonna have to like get bigger hats.
I know. Oh, that is a loaded question because I feel like because my platform grew slowly, I kind of had that ability to transition and had some feelers out, you know, as mm-hmm. it grew. It wasn't just like an explosion of all of a sudden. So just to give you a little background on when I started, I had a private Facebook account with like 250 friends. And then it was like locked down I created it 6 months before I started coaching for my daughter, like pictures of my daughter to be shared with family. Mm-hmm. And then no Instagram at the time. So once I decided, well, if I'm going to grow a business on social media, I should probably figure out social media. I unlocked it, made it public. You know, that's scary, you know, allowing people into your lives that you don't know to follow you and comment and make judgments based on what they see but don't know about you. Mm-hmm. And then started Instagram and grew that platform. And now that's my number one source of all of my business. But in the beginning, that was a slower growth. And so as you would get the negative comments, it was harder to take in because it was new. And I'm like, wow, how could someone be so hateful? Like, you wouldn't be that way. So why would someone else treat another human being that way?
Weird.
Yeah. And you teach your children. To me, I see a lot of them are moms, and you just think how are what is going on at home. Like, I just wonder how the children are being raised and how that ripple effect is going to affect them. But all I think about is, okay, I can now use my platform to educate people in that area of why, how that makes me feel, and the fact that I'm not just an Instagram account. Like, I'm a human being reading every single thing you're saying. And I honestly try to respond to everything as much as I can, because I do feel like it's social media. You should be socially engaging in those people. If they want to follow you and they have, they're taking the time out of their day to comment or message you, I think it's important to respond to all of those. But I just try to use it as a platform to educate people on how I would respond in that situation and how it makes me feel, and moving forward, like how I would change things. And honestly, I've got such a mentality now of you just have to laugh about it, because you get confident in who you are. And like, I know who I am as a human being. You can say what you want about me, but if you don't know me, like, you can't say, I can't take your words to heart, because
you don't get to stay here.
And of course I'm going to show the best moments for the most part on social media, because if we were to show up every day on Instagram and everything we read was awful, I wouldn't be there. Like, I need that for inspiration, and I follow other people for their positive, you know, encouragement. So I share positivity for the most part. Yeah, I'm going to share some down moments, because I do want people to know I'm real. Here's what I'm dealing with. Like, it's not rainbows and butterflies all day, every day. But I do try to just set an example of, like, what I would want to see on social media.
That's great. I love that. And you've talked a little bit before about having some depression and anxiety that creeps in. And I feel like, again, you do have a large platform, and I feel like it's probably been such a breath of fresh air for so many women to be like, oh my God, thank God. I mean, because I think they do. I think they see
this. This is my person.
Thank you. She's got it together.
I found her.
And I mean, that's got to be a really empowering moment too, just on a level of connection with people. So have you found that you have been able to connect with people about this?
I do. I feel like I have actually a huge following of anxiety warriors, as they kind of call themselves. But and that just came from opening up and sharing, obviously, my story of, like, how I started and the fears and anxieties that I had. Like I said, with my daughter, I, as far back as I can remember, I think age four was my earliest memories. And I can pinpoint now anxiety even in the ages of, like, 4, 5, 6. Wow. And it's always been there. So just obviously as you grow older, there's more problems and you're dealing with more things and life just gets harder in general. So the anxiety tends to come out in those moments. And I try to be open, and this community helped me very much in so many ways to overcome anxiety and mindset and be able to deal with it without medication or help or things like that. But also, it's also made me realize there are times where maybe I do need medication. Maybe I do need to talk to someone. And that's okay, too. You know, I opened up and shared last year. I had a hard patch last year, a hard few months. And I opened up and shared in those moments. And I had so many women who could relate on so many levels. And they've been hiding it, or they've just been trying to mask it or deal with, and they're masking it with things they shouldn't be masking it with. And I'm not talking about medication, because I feel like a good prescription med, if you need it, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not going to be, you know, but there's just so many where they're like, thank you for saying that you got help.
Yeah.
I need to go see someone. Or thank you for saying that you went to a doctor or got to that place where you felt like you needed that outlet, because we just try to do it all. And we can't. And that's what everyone else is there for, to support you in those moments where you feel so alone. And their friends, people who reach out and say, I'm a friend of someone who's dealing with depression. How do I help her? And so to be able to say from the other side, here's what I would want in my darkest time, like my darkest moment. This is how I would want my friend or my family to react. And so for the most part, an overwhelming sense of support. Of course, you get the few who you share that you're taking a prescription medicine, and all of a sudden Right. You know, they're like, well, why would you tell your followers to do that? Now they're all going to go and get medicated and be...
Because, you know what? They're humans. They have a head. They have a brain. And they're creative thinkers. Let's just trust that they know what's best for them. Yeah. I am not leading them through life.
I'm not a professional here. I'm just a mom.
You asked for my opinion. What do I do in this? And there you go.
Yep.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I do think it's just a... You do have a really great platform to share so much with so many people, and I love that your reach is really deep with that. Do you have a lot? I mean, I know, I mean, we have kids, we have supportive husbands, but in your group, do you have single moms? Do you have, you know, women who don't have kids that are, you know, thriving in this business or even just dipping their toe into it? Like,
yes.
So,
a lot of the younger. I feel like the younger population now, it's funny to say that, younger, because I don't feel like I'm old.
You're not.
Okay, thank you. But I feel like this is such a good platform for them because they're so into social media. Mm-hmm. It's like, why not take what you're already doing, and it's like part of your everyday life anyways, and make it your living and see what you can do as a side hustle. Mm-hmm. So we have several single moms. We have several who are dog moms, lots who are in college, you name it. I feel like we don't have a ton of men, but there are men in other teams. It's just my niche, my market is more female driven and also moms. So I do have more mothers coming to me, but some of my highest earners are, well, she has a baby now, but before that was single and didn't have any kids. So
yeah,
I think this platform is good for anyone, honestly, who wants to fit in a fitness lifestyle and side hustle into their business or into their life. And then, of course, if they want more than that, then I'm here to like show them all levels of it.
Man, I wish I would have had this in college.
Right?
I mean,
I was eating cheese fries and drinking draft beer.
I mean, oh my God, it was Papa John's and stovetop stuffing. Like, mix it in.
Right? And I had so much time on my hands, too. I think back,
what
I could have built.
Do you ever think, what were you doing? Because I don't remember what I was doing, but I knew I wasn't doing enough.
I felt really busy, but I was not.
I think I went to Kroger and I was like, I'm done for the day.
Yeah. Oh, that was a lot.
I'm like, that's like 8 a.m.
Right. You should do groceries and a Target run. You're like, whoa.
Step back. I need a nap.
The whole day.
Yeah.
Ugh, I napped a
lot. Now I'm down on the couch watching Sex in the City. That's it. That's all I can fit in.
Yep.
And now I feel like, oh my gosh, I've done all of this and it's only 10 a.m. Like, yes.
I know.
But I peak at 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't know about anybody else, but like I
thriving at 10.
And now I'm like, this is my moment. And then like 2 p.m. I'm like, yeah, about
carpool,
that.
Carpool, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I really could use it now.
Dragging. Yeah.
I'm like, who did I forget to respond to?
I know. Yeah.
Well, what do you do for fun? What's on Nikki's to-do list for non-social media?
We are like lake lifers. So if it's warm, we got a boat and we're learning. Well, we wake surf now. We're still learning. Like, I want to do all the tricks and stuff. We're not good enough for that. But we're learning, and we bought a kids board. So we're going to teach the girls how to do that. And we love any kind of water sports. Honestly, we could be on the water all day, every day.
Yeah.
I love to travel now, and that's another we didn't travel. We stayed in our box before Beachbody. And my husband, you know, he went on similar vacations every year. Same with my family. We'd go to the same place every year. Mm-hmm. And it was like the once a year trip. And then we started to earn free trips and explore different areas and made new memories and realized that this company allows us to take our kids on a lot of those. Mm-hmm. So we really, our minds were open to traveling. We still love to be home. Like, we are such homebodies for the most part, but we love making memories and finding new places that we can take our kids. So I would say traveling we really enjoy. And I mean, I don't know, I feel like so much of my life is consumed by my kids' activities right now. It's like, what do you mean hobbies? Right.
Well, what are they into? Yeah.
Well, they like to today is cheer and dance.
Yeah.
And so I mean, a lot of that. In the winter, we I love snowboarding, but we haven't really had a ton. Yeah.
I know. I would love to get back into that.
I love it.
Yeah, I used to do it before I had kids, and now I'm like,
Yeah, because you get it. Now they have to learn. It's just a whole nother
season. Santa might tear a knee. I'm like, what? Well, I know. That's, and then yoga like, would be done. Like,
crazy. I love fashion. Fashion, I guess you could say.
Yeah. You're
into that.
I love your style. Yeah, your style is
nice. Well, on you.
Love it. No, sometimes I'm
always
like,
looking at you like, that's so cute.
I know. And so cute. I love it. You do bring it.
You do.
Oh, and speaking of being a homebody, I want to bring it back to that. So you're building a new house.
Yes.
Yes.
And if anyone's been on Nikki's Instagram, I know I'm like constantly. It's like the house that Beatnik built.
It is.
But, I mean, congrats.
That's crazy to say, but it would not have happened if I wasn't if I wasn't in this business. Yes. It's crazy. I mean, we always had a vision. Like, we will build in 15 years. That was our plan.
Yeah.
We'll build a forever home in 15 years. And then we moved into the home that we're currently in and thought, okay, this will be our 10-year home. Mm-hmm. So now we got 10 years for the, and then now we're 4 years into that home and we're moving in hopefully next month. Shout out to Artisan Signature Homes.
Yeah.
Plug. Finish the house. Yes.
Could you be done by Thanksgiving? Nikki would be really thankful.
Super thankful.
They've been amazing. But yeah, so we're, accomplishing that kind of goal board. We've always had like a vision board of just different things. I love to always have something on the board as far as like what to work towards. And this has been one of them. So we're accomplishing that in around 5 years versus the 10 to 15.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you've built your forever home. Check. Like, what's next on the vision board? What's the big, hairy, scary goal?
Going into our questions there. That was my question. I love Shannon. Yes. That's.
I don't know if I should speak this out here.
No, you can't.
The third baby might be the next thing.
That's a good one. And well, you've got a lot of room in your house.
Like, there is another bedroom. Yeah, so
you don't need another office.
Right. I mean, we're always, business-wise, I really feel like my vision now is to try to just help other women find the success, because I feel like I've gotten to that place where I feel that comfort and that success. But obviously, I want to continue to grow, because for me to grow, they have to grow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I want to see that for them as well. That's definitely a goal. Getting settled in our home and then a third baby, perhaps. After that, I mean, I'm so overwhelmed with everything right now with this home. Like, I can't even
think about how you do it.
2019. No.
Like, I mean, I can't pick up all the Legos in my house, and this one's like building a dream house. I'm like, oh my god!
No, it's that way too. Like, landmines constantly of toys. Podcasts would be fun.
Podcasts are great.
This is pretty fun.
It is really, really fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's just kind of like putting your voice out there even more.
Yeah. I like it.
You like it. Yeah. You're really good at it. Okay, so we usually finish off with like a couple questions. We just did the hairy, scary dream. Third baby, that is hairy and scary. Yeah. So we can chat. We can chat about that.
I just don't want to drive a minivan. I was like, I think I'm going to have to get a van. Boom's like, they could be pretty comfortable. I'm like, I know they're comfortable, but.
Oh, yeah. And this is where I'm at. Okay, so I'm like test driving minivans.
How are you?
I'm there because if the
the automatic door.
It's the automatic door.
Yeah, right. The sideways. Like, nobody's like banging into someone else's car.
I've always said this. My kids exit a car like Scarlett O'Hara. Arrived. They swing it open. I'm like, this is Chick-fil-A. We are not at the palace.
Not the red car.
So I have dinged more doors in Louisville. I am so sorry.
I know.
We leave notes like it's nobody's business. So with that alone, I'm going to get a van. Maybe one day. I'm looking at the Volkswagen thing, but let me just tell you, my car is a wreck.
No, Dan wants a third child so he can have a minivan.
Really? I've never met someone that like wanted more kids to have a minivan.
Right. He's like, but look at all the things it can do. I'm like, yeah, just like our car does all the things too. Like, what? We don't need to go down this road. And there's no minivan shaming. If you have one, they are great.
No, they are great.
But everyone says once you go, you'll never go back.
But I'm like, man, babe, we're not having another baby.
And you know what? This is really funny. Dan would be like bebop into like Pitbull.
Oh yeah.
And like he just went. He's like, but there's a vacuum. I want to see how many times you use that vacuum, Dan.
He doesn't even know where the vacuum is in our house. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And Nikki, you know my husband. He was your tour coach back in the day. So, I mean, you've seen him grow, like, all the levels. You're like, oh, man, Mr. Hustler.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I love him.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah, we love you, Dan. I'm just giving you a bunch of crap.
But we're not having a third baby or a minivan.
Okay. Still get a minivan.
Yeah. You can get one.
Who says you can
get one and lose the keys to that.
Right? Yes.
Is he a loser?
If he's listening to this right now, he's flicking me off, like literally.
For sure.
Okay,
for
sure. So I'm sorry. Back to the questions. Since we're talking about cars, what is your roll down the window song? Like, this is your jam. It's not your favorite.
It's not necessarily like a favorite song, but like I could get down with Nicki Minaj. Yes. Or like a really good Halsey song. I'm obsessed with Halsey.
She's good.
Her voice is like effortless.
Yeah, she's good.
I want to see her in concert. So yeah, I'm the girl that's like, oh, look at her. She looks so preppy. And then you're like, then you hear the music and you're like, oh, she likes a little bit of rap and some hardcore.
She's got that thug life down.
Just a little bit in me. I don't know where it came from. I'm in the suburbs.
I know. Mm-hmm. I feel it.
Oh my gosh.
Shannon has a shirt on. It says kind of Biggie, kind of Tupac. And I totally feel this.
Yeah, I need that.
I think with Halsey too, like I feel like she can be a little ratchet too. She can kind of look. Brings it. Yeah, she's like, I don't care. And then like sometimes she's like, I'm super preppy.
Super
I
like it.
I want to see her in concert.
Me too.
I heard she's great.
I have heard that too.
Did you know her name is Ashley?
Really?
And when you look at Halsey, you're like, wait a minute,
it's all mixed up. Yes. Ashley just jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
The things you learn.
I know.
Interesting. Mm.
This is true.
Maybe she never made it. She was just Ashley.
I don't think I would.
I couldn't click on Ashley
the way I'm like, ooh, Halsey. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's
totally good.
She's good.
Rabbit hole. Yeah,
I know.
Next question. Do you have one?
Okay. So are you team coffee or team wine?
Ooh.
You can be both. We don't need to take anything
away
from
you. I'm not a huge drinker. Like if I go, we do date night at least once a week. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. If you don't do date night, do date night. I would encourage everyone, and don't feel guilty about the people on social media that let you know that where are your children? I'm like for 2 hours they're
company.
Not with me.
Right.
So bye.
Okay.
Yeah. So rabbit hole. But I am coffee. Like as soon as I wake up, it's what like gets me out of bed, and I love all the seasonal flavors and I like it hot, I like it cold. Early morning, midday, afternoon, like all of that. But, you know, date night, I'll do the wine. But we're just not huge wine. And I'm not like I sit around and have wine at night, although I used to a lot, but coffee more.
Coffee? Yeah. Coffee. Do you have like a favorite coffee shop?
I mean, I should probably be like more local and saying things like this, but Starbucks is it. Yeah. Like,
it's, well, they have drive through. I mean, Honey Brothers does too.
Yeah.
It's and you can get a cake pop.
Yeah, exactly. Pop-pops, my kids call them.
I know. Yep. So, I mean, it's just handbag, just
apple juice, cake pop, coffee, mommy's happy, kids are happy.
Yes.
It is a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
And then you can make it to cheer.
Yeah.
And gymnastics on time.
That's right. That's
right. I love showing up places and, like, people automatically know what your kids had by, like, the sprinkle factor or the chocolate factor. Like,
don't judge me.
Yeah. It's, how did it, like,
get in
it gets
crease.
In the corners and it just stays there. Like it's like a hard wipe to get that out. I'm like, what were you doing back there? I don't understand.
Like rubbing it.
I know. What happens in those creases?
I know.
Stay. Everywhere.
Clean your creases. It's disgusting.
I know
adults that have that, and I'm always like,
I know. You just so you find yourself
you're
like this.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yep. Always clean the creases.
We have just started a new hashtag.
We have.
Clean your creases.
On that note, this has been so much fun.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, and if people want to find you that don't follow you currently on social media, how do they find you?
Nicki Whiting, the Fit Wife. At Nicki Whiting Fit Wife is my handle on Instagram. And then just Nicki Whiting over on my Facebook page.
Okay,
cool.
And then if they wanted to look more into Beachbody, is that just a website they can go to or just contact you directly?
I have links all in my profile on Instagram. I also have the NikkiWhiting.com is my blog.
Okay.
I'm really bad about updating that, but I'm getting there.
That's why the podcast is so great because it's like an audio blog.
Yeah.
Like you can say all the things and not have to worry about timing it out.
It's so true.
Had it created, it looked really pretty and then I just
it is a beautiful page.
Didn't do anything.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's great.
There it is.
It's 2019.
I know. That's my okay. Once I move into the house.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll think about it.
You have a lot of, you get a lot of content there too. Yeah. Once you move into the house. Yeah.
I could do a whole blog on the house stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be fun. I love decor and all that. So that's kind of where I'm like knee deep in that right now.
Cool.
I just want to come over and hang out in your new gym, your new fitness studio.
Let's do it. I'm like, yes.
I want to do all the fun things.
Yes.
I'm going to rope climb.
I'll invite you guys over.
I'm gonna get rope burn.
Right. Anytime. The kids can play. They'll have the pool. They'll be able to.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, this is awesome.
Wesley loves friends.
All right. We'll come back soon.
Yeah. Yay. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Zen friends.